All right, talking with Jolene Harnish. How's everything going, Jolene?
Everything is great. It's chaotic as usual, just the way I like it.
Well, it's great to get a chance to talk to you. We're getting ready to play your new song here in just a little bit. But let's let people get to know more about you. You come from Nova Scotia. Sort of what got you going into music and even more so country music?
Yeah, so I, thanks for having me, by the way. I grew up on not just country, but rock and roll. My dad was a big rock and roll and country fan, and all my family, they're all musical. They all play and sing. So I get it on both sides. So yeah, I was just always around it. And then I was one, you know, the constant entertainer in the house. Had to do something to entertain and make people get a reaction. Had to always get a reaction. It was either laughter or just, you know, just, oh.
Nice. And I'm guessing with a name like Jolene, that song got brought up to you quite a bit over the years.
Yeah. So when I was in my mom's belly, the plan was to name me Jennifer. And one of her girlfriends had her baby first and ended up naming her Jennifer. And my dad wanted to name me Jolene. So he got his way.
Nice. Like, I'm guessing, like, did you ever hold a grudge against that song for any reason? Because I'm sure, like, I worked with somebody named Jolene at one point, and she just grew to absolutely hate that song because people just always sing Jolene at her.
Yeah, it's true. I get serenaded a lot. You know, when I was little, like growing up in a really small town, you didn't want to be different. Like when you're a little kid, you don't want to be different. You want to fit in with everybody. So having a different name, I was the only Jolene in the town. That I didn't really like that much. But as I got older and started, you know, becoming who I am, I was really happy, proud. I'm kind of proud to have that name because, you know, I am a country singer, and who doesn't love Dolly? They have the utmost respect for her. So it's kind of cool. And I've gotten used to being serenaded. So I just roll with it. The oddest thing is when someone asks me to sing the song, I find that very awkward. Like and shamefully so, I don't even think I know all the words to the song. I can't believe I'm admitting that, but I did at one event have to sing it. So I had to call the words up on my phone.
But
it's a little weird.
So what made you want to pursue music as part of a career more so than just a hobby or as something, you know, karaoke or entertaining friends and family like you did as a little kid? What really made you want to actively pursue it and actually put out music to radio and to the world?
I love the entire process for one. Like I love writing and I like trying to make people feel something. And if I can write something from my heart or from my own experience that makes someone else figure something out or feel happiness or remember a special time, then that is super fulfilling. And I really love that. I really love to provide an experience for someone else.
Nice. And I mean, a couple of the songs we played on the show before, Blueberries, Let Them Eat Cake. Did you just get tired of writing ones with food in the title? Were you just actually full this time? Like,
well, I do love pancakes, so look out for that one. yeah, but no, that's kind of funny. Like that I had two food songs. It's kind of, I do love cake a lot. So they're both very me and very fitting. But yeah, those are fun songs to write. The Blueberries one, Blueberries was a very special song about my dad. And so yeah, they all have very special meaning. But yeah, and then, you know, I guess everything I write is super personal to me and my own experience. So if there's blueberries and cake and pancakes in one road towns, then that's what it is.
So I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm just like, has she just gone down that Weird Al track where it's all about food? And then somebody told her, okay, you've had a couple ones of food in it. Maybe let's try something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was the inspiration behind One Road Town then for you?
Yeah. So, you know, this song has been through it. It's we started this song almost a year ago. And it's really about trials and tribulations of being a young person growing up in a really small town. And I grew up in a family business, and you know, I got questioned, are you going to stay home and take over the business or what are you going to do? And you had to make the choice. Do you stay rooted in your hometown or do you spread your wings and fly? and had the courage to leave. So I always knew deep down that I wanted to do music, and it's something I had to figure out. And plus, I had to figure out who I was. Like I was a pretty insecure kid, and I went through some hard times in high school and elementary school. And school days weren't the most pleasant for me. And, you know, so there's a lot of emotion and things tied up in this song. But at the end of the day, it's that one road town that made me really who I am. And I'm really grateful that that's where I grew up and wanted to leave, to be able to go back now and just be who I always wanted to be and be able to share it with the community and with the town.
So I'm guessing the town has embraced the song then, or is it, I don't know how some people may see things in different viewpoints and go, well, really, you had to write that?
Yeah, you know, I was a bit concerned when the song was completed. I thought, you know, somebody might really take this the wrong way and take it as if, you know, I'm just so glad I got out of there. But really, when you listen to the whole song, you listen to the way it ends, it kind of brings the whole story together. And it's really not what it is. Like, I'm really proud of where I come from. And, you know, I think they see that. I think they're really proud of it. And I also did a video down there in my village and in the town. So that releases tomorrow. And I think everybody's just really excited to see parts of home.
Now, is there anything in there that is just very indicative of your small town, or is it more written more in a general sense?
Both, but definitely more personal to me. Like in the video, you'll see me in front of what was my family business and, you know, where the high school was that they tore down, and the little, you know, lane and village I grew up in. So it's quite personal to me, but I also think that there are people that have grown up in small towns that will definitely feel it too.
So what all do you have on tap kind of for the rest of 2025? We're in the early stages still, the first few months. I'm assuming there's lots of gigs lined up, possibly more music. What all is the plan for 2025 as of now?
Yeah, so I've been writing a lot. So that's a heavy focus right now. I want to get back into the studio and I'm going back to Nashville towards the end of March to do some more writing and hopefully get in the studio. I've got here in the East Coast, I'm in a band called Rugged Lace. So we are pretty busy with that. We book up pretty quickly. We do a lot of private functions and corporate gigs. So that's a lot of fun. I do have some other things coming up festival wise for the summer, but I just can't really say anything yet. So I'm always working on something. There's always something in the works, but it should be a pretty, shaping up to be a pretty busy year.
Nice. I always love that. Oh yeah, I got all this stuff. Just, I can't tell any little bit of it. Happens every time. Yeah. We usually have to add that caveat that you can actually tell us about.
One might have to do with my hometown. It might, but okay. I can't.
Nice. And you mentioned Nashville, so I'm guessing Nashville trips tend to be a somewhat regular occurrence. Has there been any thoughts of moving down there, or is the plan still sticking out there in the East Coast?
Well, I mean, I would love to relocate to Nashville, and you never know. It could be in the cards one day, part-time. But for now, I'm just going to be getting a lot of frequent flyer miles in.
Nice. Yeah. Well, One Road Town is a beautiful song and cannot wait for people to get ready to hear it here. Thanks for taking the time to talk today, Jolene.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate the support.